Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be subject to higher authorities, for there is no authority unless it comes from God. The authorities that exist have been appointed by God. Therefore, he who rebels against that authority opposes the command of God, and those who oppose it will receive judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to those who do good deeds, but to those who do evil deeds. Do you desire to have no fear of the one in authority? Do what is good, and you will receive his praise. For he is a servant of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for he does not carry the sword for no reason. For he is a servant of God, an avenger for wrath on the one who does evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of the wrath, but also because of conscience. Because of this, you pay taxes also. For authorities are servants of God who attend to this very thing continually. Pay to everyone what is owed to them. Tax to whom tax is due. Toll to whom toll is due. Fear to whom fear is due. Honor to whom honor is due. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Because of this, you know the time, that it is already the hour for you to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night has advanced, and the day is near. Let us therefore put aside the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk appropriately as in the day, not in drunken celebrations or drunkenness. And let us not walk in sexual immorality or in uncontrolled lust, and not in strife or jealousy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its lusts.